said I didn't wear a jacket.
Oh.
I'm not in the front.
Right. In just around the corner. This is October the 7th, 1988, and with us is Kareem and Chris. And Kareem is going to tell us a little bit about the Bob Biology.
Bob Biology.
Okay.
Bob Biology. Building Biology.
Building Biology.
Yes.
Okay. I am here.
Thank you, Commander.
I will just monitor. I'm here tonight.
Thank you.
I realize we have to move rapidly. I will not take the floor. I would like to monitor, please. And as we get a little bit farther, Mr. Tesla sits with us. For the comfort of the speaker, perhaps I will just monitor along unless you have questions of him, and then we will get him present to speak. I will just quiet, and you ones continue with your conversation. You know why you are here and what you are about. And then I will enlarge upon that after we get through discussing these things. I welcome you ones here. I'm pleased. The people in this household have had a very, very hyper day. I want you ones to know part of it is the coming together of these strong energies. There are no slight energies that will be coming into this group, and you're beginning to sense them for miles and miles away. And as the communications are picking up, there's just a lot of hum in this mountain. So we welcome all of you. We are very, very pleased to have you here. And I will quiet.
Thank you. Could you go ahead, Kareem? We will have a recording for you to take with you.
In Florida is Mr. Helmut Ziehe. Helmut Ziehe is a German architect, educated very well in Baubiology. This means in healthy home building. And he has translated a correspondence course which were appearing in Germany 15 years ago and has influenced the whole market situation in Germany. I have studied this correspondence course already 12 years ago, and I was first inspired to this correspondence course about healthy heating. And I think for this project was should go on here in THB with the home building. This will be a great adding gift.
Addition. Yes.
With Mr. Helmut Ziehe, because he's an expert and in many fields, mm-hmm. And I think he, in a good cooperation, in a good teamwork, he can give some very great ideas and help by making this company very successful. Not only cheap houses building, also very healthy homes. And I suggest this Mr. E.G. Aker, you should get in contact with Mr. Helmut Ziehe, telling him about my visit here, and because I told him already about your enterprises here, and I said this would be perfect if they coming together. He is also a key figure in the network about new age technology and building, what's going on. He knows many very interesting persons, peoples mm-hmm. in the United States already, and many responding, very interesting people responding to him, so he can bring this whole network together or in addition. to the existing network. This is all what I will say in connection to Baubiology, especially everyone who is building homes and planning homes should be informed about this knowledge, the results, and by what we have discovered. This was by a professor from in biology done in Germany with his group. He has developed this over many, many years with the help of many high specialists in Germany together. And everyone from the good people I know in Germany who build in quality is informed about all the specific points which this correspondence course is pointing out. Oh, my English goes better.
Your English is excellent. Almost as good as Hatton's. I don't speak English either.
Yeah.
I would ask you, please, if you would, is this not the same information that has been sent by the postal?
Yes.
To Oberlin. Very good. Yeah. Would you explain a little bit about what happens? These ones have no idea what it is. Is it air of inhalation, circulation, particulate precipitation? We don't know what it is.
About the course, I mean?
Or well, what does it do? What is it, actually?
This is, yeah.
What do you do in a building?
I can bring this together in a few words, and everything is said if we tell us this is the knowledge, what is necessary to build more healthy homes. Everything like water lines under the house, minerals, mines and so on, radon gas can influence the health from the people in the house.
Right.
Then all the materials which we're using in the house, then the electric circuits which we install in the house, the energy we use to build house, to maintain houses, everything should be in harmony with the nature around us. So this correspondence course gives us all the important key knowledge, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this, we have a bright perspective looking at in the planning or building by home, make sure this we not build in anything what is poisoning people or disturbing their mind or concentration or ability to meditation. A home should be practically our second body, and this body should be healthy. The home body should be healthy then, so we can unfold the divine consciousness perfectly. But right now people suffering a lot worldwide because they are ignorant, without knowledge, without any enlightenment, building wrong, eating wrong food, building wrong homes with the wrong material and the wrong design, and making themselves practically sick. Yeah. And here this course was a great inspirement for all the people in Germany, and this helped to get the people more health conscious in everything they buy for the home. I see in comparing to Germany, this Germany is more advanced than still the United States in home building, choosing the right material
mm-hmm.
for everything. Not only the furniture, also carpet, building materials, and behind the decoration, everything has to be right. Yeah, this is in short words, summa summarum about this course.
Okay,
then I called you and I told you we have now the materials to make a stove kit. Ceramic stove kit with
mm-hmm.
high efficiency, no air pollution, in a beautiful form, lifelong, never need to repeat a place to repair it. Easy to assemble without any mortar, only to the weight from the stove, every part skips together. And it can be disassembled in the same way in 10 minutes easily, transported without hurting the spine, because There's no big heavy parts, all the heavy parts are small, and one man can lift each part easily. Metal stoves today, they weigh up to 600 pounds. And if you transport something like this over your floor, you ruin your carpet, the tiles, and maybe your spine, like me. And by the ceramic stove, you not have a so large, heavy part. And we started yesterday night to get a figure together what we need to be able to make a mass production from the stove kits in different designs, because different homes, different sizes, need different PDU different amount of PDU, a kilowatt, kilocalorie, or whatever you want to say. So I found in the meantime, I was here last time, a great expert in ceramic, Mr. David Cornell. David Cornell is for 25 years a master in ceramics, has developed a great experience, is very well known in the old ceramic field in America, because he appeared in many professional books about ceramics. He is one of the greatest experts in glazing and in kiln building. So he knows everything about the high temperatures, and he's an incredible research man. He knows everything. He's a walking encyclopedia. He knows everything about ceramics, what's going on in the United States. He's best informed. And he's now my partner. We've formed the S Corporation in the meantime. And he and me own practically now Kachlofen Group Incorporated. And we are ready to build a low-cost ceramic stove. The tiles don't need to be glazed. This is too expensive. And we can color the clay. We have the minerals to give the clay different colors, and can bring them in all kind of shapes, and bring this in a casting in a way that we can have to get practically a stove kit, easy transportable, easy to assemble, no high education necessary, you're following the instruction, and even a simple housewife can assemble the stove kit practically in 10 minutes.
Is this earthquake resistant?
It's earthquake resistant. Also my stove tiles I have developed, they are earthquake resistant. And I had a nice experience to test this. I was building a hypocaustic wall in the house from the county administrator, and I said that the first line on tiles wrong. I had to disassemble the tiles. And normally you can break them auseinander, we say in English.
Breaking apart
things easily. But they were so strong, I was not able with my hand power to break them apart. I had to cut this through by each tile, the grout. And this was Frisch said that even the grout was not dried totally. This was only 10 minutes later. And this was already so strong. And but you not break a tile by doing this. And we're not using also cement in the grout. This even after 100 years can be easily disassembled. But I absolutely was surprised about the strong the tiles holding together.
Amazing strength.
So there's no problem. I have built a freestanding tile wall. We tried out, okay, push together your back, yeah, with the heavy weight, and it's not moving. A 2-inch thick tile wall. It's incredibly strong. And I have done vibration tests also, and all the German imported tiles failed, the falling apart. But with this new design form practically, we can keep the tile so strong. Because the other benefit from this tile is this can be easily assembled. There's no very high skills necessary to do this. Yeah. And this goes fast. Secure and fast. You save a lot of time and education and experience. So now we had a hard time in the meantime in our business. From the last time to right now, I had the struggle to survive and to convince the people. Every builder was skeptical because they thought we have to be approved, UL listed from the underwriter laboratories or something. And in the meantime, even on television, we got the confirmation out that our stoves are accepted from all the wood stove requirements, and they are not wood stoves, they are wood burning appliances. So we have now no more problems with the government people, and I will get very soon now my official certification that my stoves are allowed to be built in everywhere from the DEQ and EPA. Because this is so brand new in America, there's no buildings inspectors familiar with this.
Occupied right now. May I have
and
tell me who you are.
I'm working right now out also a checklist for the buildings inspectors to supply them with this, so they will be able in the future to check and test ceramic stoves if anyone builds someone. So they know where to look, how to look, and how to check this out. So we are here in the beginning of a total new area for America. We are in the beginning of a renaissance for a new profession, which will last 147 years ago in America. Tile maker, for stove tile maker, and stove builder, and heating experts. America has no heating experts right now. Otherwise, they will have developed a nice stove, which is functioning and not air polluting. But they don't know this metal is the wrong material.
From funding to production, how long do you project?
Oh,
if you had funding.
If we had enough money to what is necessary to get the building, the machines and materials and labor, to go totally in the mass production, it will be super. We have 10 to 12 months time.
So it would be available by next winter?
Practically, yeah. Soon we have.
Terrymore, you married to your location?
Please, again.
Are you
married to my location?
Do you see yourself as being where you are located now versus moving?
No. I'm not attached to this location first. This location is in one side, it's very good. Of the other side, I can imagine very well a production plants also here in the Archipi, for example, or anywhere in the United States. We are not depending on any place.
What about the ones working with you?
Also, David Cornell can be working everywhere, and he has a little attachment to Ashland, but it's also not always necessary, maybe in the future, that he stays all the time on a place. He can move.
Well,
he's not married.
I don't like to disrupt lifestyles. However, I foresee the area of Ashland not being safe. We will maintain this place in safety at all costs. And almost all of the new technology will be coming forth. Let us call it new, old, whatever we want to call it, the proper for a new, let us call it civilization. Let's call it what it is. I don't want to shock Chris because he has not experienced me. And perhaps Karen will tell Chris about who I am. I am a commander. I come from the highest realms of the outer dimensions. I am, however, functioning as a fourth dimensional commander. And this is the place, our purpose. Let us put it right where it's at. is a survival city, bringing forth the proper technology that will be functional right into the time of radiance as this planet makes her transition. There is the major crystal of Lemuria at this location. I do not want to take time in this meeting because you once need to move farther on, and we need to talk really, frankly, basic business. And that's why I'm kind of putting Nicola a little bit to the side. Let us talk, brothers, the ones in this room, having been putting proposal together. We have funding resources, but it does require proposals. That means numbers. I would like input, Randall. What are your feelings about getting this funded? We can make a beautiful proposal.
As you had mentioned, the numbers, the overview and what you mean by, Karim, by mass production, how many units and how much profit or how much it takes, how much material we need for that kind of thing, what kind of a building, what kind of a facility do we need to make or to have available to you, the ability to, what kind of styles you want to start with, what kind of shapes, like you talk about them, but I have, in the one you have there, those kinds of items we would need because we do have financial sources for those. We need to put a package together in order to list out what the items are, how much it costs to get to that point, whether you 12 months, 9 months, and then so we would have an investor or an institutional investor both in the United States and out of the United States. It appears at this point we have investors that would both in the United States, domestic and international, that would do something like this as long as we have the numbers, and it would have to be over into the millions in order for them to look at it.
That's fine. We're going to put it there anyway.
Yes.
We're going to, let's talk basics. When you began to put up the advanced building houses, there will be, and this is for the benefit of everyone in the room, there will be what you will call your basic Kakhalafin heat source, your major, what you would call a fireplace. I hesitate to even use the terminology in relationship to these beautiful heating units. As Mr. Tesla outlined in his writing of this morning, mankind has got to have some other kind of backup. And this must be in a portable unit that can be converted into a cooking surface and an oven. It can also be utilized. It could be rolled right in from outside, for instance. But I believe that, especially as he pointed out, what could be classified as an indoor barbecue or something that is set into a beautiful tile hooded area, you will find them in your beautiful homes these days, just charcoal cookers, etc. But what you are going to be faced with is a period of time with no electricity and no source of gas. Especially along the coastal line. I don't believe that we will have what you're going to call your big one probably until next year. We are maintaining pretty good stability, but there are two or three of the side faults that I don't believe we're going to be able to maintain. They will go. And it'll be a good run through. It may scare people enough to pay attention. They're going to be massive in damage, even at that. China? We are talking probably a 7.
China had a big earthquake. Did you hear? I suppose you know about it.
Yesterday
and today, 7 point something, and they're having a bunch of aftershocks as great as that, I guess.
All right. It's happening. It's happening all over. So many are coming to your knowledge, many are not. the Earth is in upheaval. It has already begun. You're well into the transition. Great effort is being made and allowed by the cosmic councils to maintain this fault, because so much of our funding sources have to come that route for now. Banking facilities are being set up on the eastern side of that fault line. But along with the giving of the faults is due to go many of the volcanoes. And in reference to that, it is a prayer on the part of all of you ones, please, to petition that at least one in the chain of volcanoes goes, because of the testing in the Nevada site. It is molten radioactive material almost throughout your western states. Hoover Dam, is that what you call that boulder dam thing?
Hoover Dam.
Lake Mead. It is so damaged by the impact of those detonations that it appears that that will not hold past spring, that dam. That is going to be a tremendous shock to your electrical supply system, because you are finding more and more of the atomic energy production plants are being closed down for one reason or another. I cannot rejoice more. But they just shut one down in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And we will endeavor not to let them open it full time again. All of the ones making plutonium and tritium are in bad, bad, dangerous, hazardous situations. Hanford Brothers is a trap. It's a death trap. And we cannot, now we're being called in as you're getting particle beam feedbacks, to stop them. It is anticipated that when the major fault goes, other than the San Andreas, that probably it will take out that particle beam testing plant near San Clemente. You see, they put those big testers, accelerators, near power plants, the atomic power plants, a tremendous amount of thrust. And now you are having shuttle launches. You see, there was a reason that did not get launched before. Now they're going to put it up there. The next launch with the shuttle will be attended by 3 or 4 Titan missiles. Well, we'll see about that. So there's going to be a lot of trouble. And it is not us who will shut this one down. I will tell you that now, because it will come to your attention and you will think that we did it. There are already ones on your place making plans to stop that next launch. And I don't believe we'll even have to put our fingers into it. These are just things that you ones should be made aware of. You're going to have a mass of people without any means of heat. And your winters are going to get severe. The winds are going to be absolutely incredible. Your summers are going to be hot beyond belief, and that will increase. You're in it. Man will not go out and make his precautions. Therefore, one way we can be of assistance is if we are building modular homes. We can just require that these things be in it, at least a place for a source of warmth and the ability to bake a loaf of bread. And as Dorma monitored the material that you have brought, it looks like it would not be very difficult to go ahead and put a stove into the kitchen that could be immediately remove the gas or electrical input and convert it easily to wood. I would guess, let me inquire, is it feasible, Karim, to compress these wood chips as referred to and make them into burnable fuel.
No problem.
No problem. Randall, do you believe, or any of you, let us, John, you are an engineer, let us ponder just a minute here. Is it feasible to put this Kakalofin factory, let us call it factory for now, along with the other things that Mr. Tesla has requested? I have no doubt after looking at the things, I'm embarrassed to even mention the question, can you do it? Of course you can do it. It's done. Could we lump the compressing of of wood chips into logs, into fuel source? Does it matter, Karim, if they're round or square? Would that make any difference?
Not makes any difference.
All right. You could work together at that. And I think what we're going to need to do is come up with some pretty good all-round figures. You see, if we're going to use compressed earth, I would request that when this one goes and is accepted by Otto, that Karim make arrangements to go in. Otto von Bressensdorf is from Bavaria, out of Munich. You will have a great, great deal in common. He is not particularly divinely enlightened. He's out to make money, but he does it with integrity. And we don't go around our life requiring enlightenment. But I believe that you would enjoy each other. And I believe, especially if we are utilizing the compressed earth machines that he has already agreed to fund, that we will have a very beautiful working relationship. Do you feel I'm correct, Randall?
Yes.
Then I suggest that I don't know how to get the time to do it. It can be done by telephone. I would like to pronounce that done, and let us go for a lot of money.
To get Karim to build all these various Tesla modifications into his in the design of his ceramic heaters.
Oh, precious John, Mr. Tesla is Karim's right arm. This is an old friendship.
I just wanted to be sure he had plenty of funding and he had the ideas to go ahead.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if we beef up the funding and the numbers of people involved, if it's possible to accelerate the anticipated timeline by a number of months.
Say cut it down to 6 months if it might be possible.
If at all possible.
Because as soon as we start building the homes, we need to have the first prototypes in there during that first construction.
Times have been so pressured here. We're really rolling, brothers. It's grand. We have had the ABT proposal approved by three sources now. That's $90 million. We have had the TerraBlock proposal approved by, what, two? And two sitting on them? Mm-hmm. I lose track. I just don't want to go to my scanners. We're getting funding rolling. We're having trouble with, just like everybody, with upfront. But these gentlemen, I believe, took care of that today. We're basically within weeks of some major funding coming in. We have one resource that has approved both of these packages that do not have that long waiting period, but there would be a rollover of money situation where we won't get it all at once. But it will be the first, probably. And then today, approaches are being made, and probably at this very moment, for a little bit of upfront, let us breathe money, and let us put up the paperwork, legal, printing, all of these things, fees, to get the major funding coming. We have some very sophisticated help now. We have a young man who makes software, computer software. He can help massage these numbers. Oberle's quite good at it. as much as anything we reach out, we have to justify. But you would find, for instance, that Otto would take a $30 million package, and to make sure that the return of the money is there, he would just add a $3 million bill onto it and make it $433 million. There are all sorts of things coming into our use now. So let us not think small. Let us not be ridiculous. And let us think in terms of art for the masses of well-to-do now, but we're going to have to think of survival. And right now, this country, this entire world, is in a state of bankruptcy. It may as well be faced for what it is. And a lot is hinging on who gets elected president, and I don't mean it makes a whit of difference. They're both awful. So let's put it where it's at. However, Mr. Dukakis would stir things up and cause us a great delay and probably the downfall of the monetary system. Because if he causes Mexico to default rather than the loan that is underway being issued for Karim and Chris, Mexico has not made a payment since 1800 on any loan ever made to them. And they're only one of hundreds of countries, any one of which says we are not going to pay it, your bank situation is in collapse. That's why this major, major note and loan of $3.5 billion to Mexico right now. So it appears that Mr. Bush will maintain, we won't even call it control, facade. For what? At which point those international money lenders will be trying very desperately to get their money over here and to work. We are not going to have any major corporations. We will have dozens, hundreds of little corporations. Every facet of your business will be a different corporation. Even from the typical fireplace, small expense heating unit, those will go into one corporation. The major beautiful ones will go into another one. This is simply to keep things moving and the government off of your back. All of these will be incorporated in the state of Nevada, where no one knows who owns a corporation. I won't take time to explain all of that. Believe me, I know what I'm talking of. I think the major problem is going to be just getting numbers together and getting a proposal together, and I believe we're getting better at that, aren't we?
Yes,
daily.
I saw this compressed bricks here. I can build any kind of stove out of this. It's no problem. I will start a very slow firing to let them dry. There's no explosion. And but already the moisture level is very low. And it will be good for heat storage.
Yes.
There's no cement in. This is even better. There's nothing in practically.
Just that's squeezed right. Dirt.
So there's no problem in, which can cause any problem.
It's also healthy then.
Huh? Yeah. No, this is, even the mortar is very simple to do this. Even simple clay is mixed with silicon sand. With the perfect mortar for this.
They can be made beautiful, cannot they, Karim? I agree with you. It is the heart of a home.
Yeah. To make something beautiful out of this, there's no problem.
All right. So be it. You're in business, brother.
And we have access to more pictures and things we could put into proposals.
Yeah. I'm right now. I can leave you this here. It's a small one.
We would need maybe 5 or 10.
This is something different. This is brochures from Jasper. Jasper is a German stovetile manufacturing. See, I can import all stovepipes from all kinds of stovetop manufacturers in Europe. And we can also make the stovetops here. We can build this local material, everything.
I would appreciate it if when you build this fundamental building, and I monitored, I looked at the pictures of your proposed factory. It's exquisite. It would be a great beauty on the property with the domes, quite frankly. In fact, it is smaller, but it may put them a little bit to shame. I would, right from the very beginning, put in your kilns.
Yeah, we can do a lot with the kilns then.
Just have 100% functional factory.
Yeah.
And do you have
with everything that we will need.
Penciled out?
Yeah, we what the prices is and so on. Yeah, I have done in the meantime a lot of work from the best stove tile equipment supplier, stove tile manufacturing equipment supplier, Gebrüder Netsch, machine manufacturing, who is representing 11 nations around the world, also in the United States. I got a quotation. But this all cost me. By calling them, they were surprised as we planning the first stovetile manufacturer in history for the United States. They were asking if we are tied on money. The truth is, I was not only tied, I was deep, deep in the minus. They told us they even know investors and can supply us with the investors if we have finished the business plan. But this was my weak side. I had not the specialists around me, and I had also no money to make successful in the meantime the business plan. We have done a lot of work with my partners and people in Ashland, but we were not able to make a business plan. Right now the School of Business and the College of Oregon, Southern Oregon in Ashland, is helping us with the marketing research. School class, and this we can use for also this results for the business plan.
When will that be and available?
Yeah, when? Couple of weeks.
Okay.
I would like for you, Oberle, to speak with Donahue. Tell him we're going to do the cocklaughing, so the frame must be modified at some point. The vault. It's just going to be in there, just like you would automatically put in a fireplace. And these did not have that. You can have a nice visit with him about it, and then he can talk with Karim about it. If we insist that these be put into every house that is produced from your factory, you've got a mass market right there. So when you start doing this proposal, put the thrust not on the beautiful ones, but on the basic, least expensive ones, and quantity. This is for you proposal writers. Because you see, you take this to Otto, he has approved both the compressed earth and the ABT building, the cement modular. And if he knows these are going to go into every house, every building, whether it be commercial, I don't care what it is, there will be this type of heating unit in every one you build. You've already built your market. You've got an incredible market. And if you can get Mr. Donahue to point this out to Weyerhaeuser, so that they utilize it also in WearTech, they'll be the next wanting to have your equipment and a factory of their own there, and you may work out some very good swap relationship, barter. They have something you need, you have something that they need. This is so much more efficient. And all of the ones in the market trying to do something worthwhile for mankind these days, and to get off of the burning of wood, I mean the tearing down of your trees, you're going to go back to burning of the wood. But from your orchards, from your trimmings, you have a tremendous amount of wood that is destroyed, just burned in the fields. But it's got to stop, and Weyerhaeuser knows it has to stop. Therefore, they are looking into this kind of building so that they can stop lumber building. And they're one of the biggest lumber manufacturers or producers in this world. You have only a minimum of 15 years left in the Brazilian rainforest. And it is going to cause drought conditions in your North America growing fields. It's already started. It will get to the point where it has messed up your rainfall situation to the point you're going to be very fortunate to even raise food. So we will be working. Now, this is something that has not been brought forth before. I'm going to throw it in because Nicola is prodding me. You would be having massive greenhouses here built of earthen compressed brick right into the ground, and then you will use grow lights.
We'll file a flight plan.
You have to have a heating, well, you've got to heat these greenhouses. And solar may not always cut it. If you have massive volcanic eruptions, you're going to have volcanic ash winter.